not really more important or greater deal than the other. And one of those things is he will take us to a love of Scripture. He will take us to Scripture where we will learn what he is about. He will do that. He will do it. Now, I'll even go, though, to historically validated where people have not really had any teachers or anything, but a certain man just walked by faith in the church history, and Christ became the prominence of their life. And that's why he sent the two sending. That's why he sent Jesus Christ, and that's why he sent the Holy Spirit. To bring man to him, to God. Yes. That's why he sent both of them. Yes. Okay. Verse 6, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision, any performance system, but, and here's the issue, faith working through love. In these four words, faith working through love, is the capsule of the goals, objectives of the Christian life. We've seen this. Faith is passive. Faith is powerless. But people, please understand, and this is where I've been coming up to this point the last two Tuesday nights, in emphasizing faith is passive and powerless. This does not mean that your life is passive and inactive. This is very important. Because faith is passive and powerless does not mean that our life is passive and inactive and powerless. In fact, when the believer walks by faith, unbelievable things start to happen in his or her life. All I'm pointing out is that we receive it just simply by trusting. But what all of the great activity that's going to start happening in your life, all the dynamics that are going to start happening in your life, are the work of God. They're not by you going out and making it happen. Your life is not going to be passive. It's going to be active. It may look passive to the world. People, if you forgive somebody, something we'll be seeing in our study in a crisis of faith. If you forgive somebody seven times of the same sin in one day, to your friends who don't understand this, you're going to look passive. You're going to look inactive. You're going to look stupid. You're going to look foolish. How did Jesus Christ look on the cross? He looked passive, inactive, and foolish. But we all know God was working out his entire plan in this man, this person, the God-man. So, your life, so faith itself is inactive, powerless, passive. Once you receive from God, because faith is how we receive from God, once you start receiving this becomes extremely powerful, extremely active in your life. 1 Corinthians 13. All the dynamics of love start occurring in your life, bearing all things, long-suffering. Yes? No. No, ma'am. The authority is in the name of Jesus. The power is in the Holy Spirit. No, it's his authority. But it's his power of the Holy Spirit. It's his authority. Yes. That's why I said, he is the Holy Spirit's your Lord. Jesus Christ is your Lord. God the Father is your Lord. All three are your Lord. I mean, immediately. Yes, in his authority. Absolutely, that's why he's saying. And he's got, well, the person that we're going to be transformed into is the person of Christ. That's what he's sent to do. And I trust him to be that. Yes. Well, in prayer, now you've brought in two different things there. But when we pray, yes, it's in his authority. But the power that we have in life is the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're talking about, the power of this love. It's the love of the Holy Spirit. It's His love, the fruit of the Spirit that He gives us. Again, that's the authority of salvation. That's the authority. We've got two different words here that are translated.